Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
A feather like a feather, yeah. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about some tickets for Benson Boone? Right now, text the word FLEX, F-L-E-X, to our contest line, which is 20357. You will be entered to win the mystical, magical 4-pack of tickets, tickles, to Benson Boone, October 1st at the Chase Center. Text the word FLEX to 20357 for a chance to get tickets for the show, courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is FLEX. Strike a pose.
Look at this gun show.
That was very impressive. Maybe you should take off your shirt and I'll get a picture for your thirst trap collection.
Oh, God, please post that on Alice.
It's all right.
What?
Oh, that's a no?
Yeah, that's a
no. I thought you'd be, you know, be
a
good opportunity.
We're trying to get you partnered up.
Yeah.
I mean, I introduced him to some lady and he doesn't like her because, by the way, she modeled. This girl that asked about him, and then
so she's one of those rare special specimens.
Well, and then the review I hear is she might have bunnies.
Yeah,
like of all
like
the
a damn it's
thing.
A disease. Oh, she's got the bunnies.
Got the bunnies.
I don't know
what.
And she lets them run around.
Well, that's vermin. I mean, you either eat them or you missed them. You didn't catch them.
Yeah,
or you make them into a coat. You know? Bunnies.
What? And the
rabbit skin is warm.
Oh, God.
I would think anything's skin would be, you know, warmer than nothing.
I would never wear it, though.
No.
No fur. Fur is bad. I don't want beet on me.
Oh.
Well,
I don't want to get
beet. It is true. Like, they make faux fur now. And,
yes,
you know, killing animals for any dumb reason is, I mean, other than to eat. I do eat meat.
Anyway, no thirst traps for us, everyone.
No.
Boo!
I'll give you guys one.
I'm a total hypocrite. I was just thinking. That's you know.
What? It just occurred to you.
It did. Just occurred to me.
You?
I know. Because I am like, what? No one should wear fur. But I'll wear leather. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. They're so excited to be the segue from that. But they're good people over there. Fall into comfort with Creative Energy's red and gold sale. That's right. It's fall. And football's happening, and they're all like, we should have a red and gold sale. Woo! You can save on hot tubs, endless pools, saunas, and more for your backyard oasis.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Oh, you got a Chris over there?
No, I thought Chris sold you yours.
Cole's the guy.
Cole's my guy. Cole. They're great.
Hi, Cole.
Great. It was like no pressure. He was great. He coordinated the whole thing. It was amazing. They really do make it easy. I love my hot tub. I love it. Got it yesterday.
And you know how to complicate things.
You're right about that. If there's anyone that she can does make muck it not this fun. Up, it's going to be me.
Cole made it fun.
Cole did make it fun. And John was like, "Don't, we're just go back in the house. We'll figure this out."
To you.
To me.
Oh,
yes.
Sending Cole to his room, huh?
No. John was just, you know, because I'm a hoverer when there's like, when there's heavy lifting going on in the back. Look, it's a big thing. And we had to do a bunch of work and pour concrete and do all this stuff. We've got it all set up. And then when the thing came, I'm like hovering around like, oh no, it's so heavy. How will you guys? John's like, just go in. Go inside. Okay. I'll do it. We could never get it out of there. We built a whole surround around it.
Why would you want to?
Oh, wouldn't. As you have to, you've got to be committed. Creative Energy's Red and Gold Sale. Go check them out. Visit creativeenergy.com before these fall savings end. I'm getting in the hot tub this weekend. We have some friends coming in. And I told them, bring your bathing suits. We'll have a hot tub party. They were very enthusiastic. She was like, I love hot tubs. I'm like, we're going to have a party. It's going to be fun. Not that kind of party.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, maybe. I mean, never say never, right?
Right.
Here's what's on TV tonight. Episode 5 of South Park. They're doing these every 2 weeks, by the way. But it has been the craziest, greatest, funniest season, unless you like Trump, and then you hate it. So, so brilliant and so good. South Park season 27, Comedy Central, episode 5 tonight. The fourth season premiere of The Morning Show on Apple TV Plus, which I believe you haven't even watched season 3. John Hamm one is, it's so great.
Christina actually said to me from across the room, you know, when you're doing 10 things in the house at once, she said, The Morning Show's starting any minute, right? And I was like, what are you talking about?
The show, The Morning Show.
And I'm going, I don't know what, and then when I finally got on the same page as her, I went, I still have season 3.
Yeah.
I'm not on 4. I'm on 3.
Well, the thing is, they drop it weekly. Although they probably will give you 2 episodes to start with or, you know, whatever. So you can let it build up while you watch season 3. It's really good.
I'm going to be behind. It's just the way it is.
The second season premiere of The Boys spinoff, Gen V, is on Amazon starting tonight, which is very exciting. I don't like it nearly as much as I like the show The Boys, but I found that it was necessary. Some stuff happened in Gen V in the spinoff that bled over into the next season of The Boys, and I was glad I had watched it.
Yeah, and I think
it's good.
The last season of The Boys also set some stuff up, I think, for Gen V.
Oh.
So I'm excited. The two really, it's a good compliment show, and I like Gen V a lot.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. And it took me a minute to get into it because it's like, you know, a whole nother, it's a kid. It felt more YA than The Boys does, which feels really adult and totally gory. But I'm wondering now if Homelander's son is going to be going to.
Oh.
And I wonder if that'll be part of it. Because he's at an age where, like, he was a little boy in the first couple seasons and then he just seemed like his voice had dropped and.
Yeah.
He seemed much older in the last season of The Boys.
Oh, that'd be neat.
The Boys is a show on Amazon. It is gory, but if you love hilariously crazy.
So far over the top. Yes. It actually.
It nullifies all your feelings about it because it's like that. It's just so ridiculous.
You'll actually say to yourself, they can't do that. And then you realize that you just saw that happen.
Yeah. Did I imagine that? Because that doesn't feel like
even the part right in the beginning, the first episode, first season, where there's a guy who runs so fast he blows a human being up by running into him, and you're like, "What just happened?"
But say no more about it because that's the crucial thing that happens that you're just like, "What just happened? What?" Also on Disney Plus, the streaming premiere of Elio.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to get back to that because someone brought up that the radio station dial position is on 97.3 in the movie. And when I went to go check it, it turned out I was going to have to rent that again. And I went, I'm not doing that. I'll wait. And
I'm surprised you didn't buy it, actually, because isn't that what you usually do?
Usually do. But the Disney, not only did we see it in the theater, but I don't know what the deal was. I think we may have even rented it again, but now it's just like there's a point where you go, okay, it's coming.
It's coming, and we can watch it with the money we are already paying
to
Disney.
Not to mention how many things are on offer at all times every day.
Right. But have you finished Wednesday yet?
No, but that's, as you were talking
Sounds like we're about on the same episode.
As you were just talking about the morning show and all the things, I find myself putting on Wednesday at night while in bed and just getting through 15, 20 minutes of it. It's really well done. And it's, for me, there's zero stress in that.
Yeah.
It's so cartoony that it's just fun.
I was really glad that I went back and watched the first season. I feel like it really, it was just so excellent and really sets the stage for this one. I'm kind of bummed that can't think of the guy's name, the cute boy from the first season that she thinks is the guy. He's not in it this season.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
I went right along.
Really glad to get back. He sends her a note at the beginning. Remember, there's a note from the guy from last year.
Uh-huh.
So that I liked him. I kind of wanted them to be a thing.
Maybe they will.
He really liked her. He's not in the show.
Well, maybe there's some.
Maybe there's more people like me whining that he's not on, and they'll bring him back for season 3.
I'm sure there are more seasons to come.
One can hope. Okay, pasta.
I like it.
What's not to like?
Well, I'm Italian, and I grew up with it every Sunday forever.
Mm.
And I also, not only did I have it every Sunday, then there were leftovers for 2 days after that. So I...
And who doesn't love a spaghetti pancake? Come on.
I really have had trouble pulling off it.
Yeah, pasta is easy, delicious, good just with butter, and let's maybe put a little Parm on that. Or it's great with red sauce. It's great in a salad with mayo. Woohoo. Pasta. A lot of people are like, I'm trying not to eat pasta. I'm trying not to eat carbs at all. But it turns out that Kristen Bell may have the hack for us.
Is it the refrigerator?
It is not the refrigerator. What do you mean by that? Like just leave it in the fridge and don't eat it?
No.
Lock
you can look this up because I have not, and I've been told this by more than one person, including my wife, who has said that if you take pasta after you've cooked it, put it in the fridge and let it completely cool down, like overnight, and then you eat it, it removes some of the problem.
Is that so?
That's what she has said, and she does that with my daughter, who's on a strict diet and for a reason.
Oh, and so she can
not that
have
she's
pasta.
Chubby like her dad.
No,
but she eats it that way, and I've not taken to that yet. I just am like,
well, reheated pasta. Yes, your hand is up, Bob.
Chilling pasta overnight makes it healthier by converting some digestible starch into resistant starch, which acts like fiber, leading to a lower glycemic impact and benefits for gut health.
Interestingly, that's what this story's about. Not about the fridge part, but that is actually really interesting to hear. So if you're a pasta lover, Kristen Bell has a hack for you. Apparently, it's about stabilizing your blood sugar. I don't know what it is. We eat carbs and suddenly you're fueled up.
It's not just carbs, because even my doctor said you can have rice, the brown rice. I was telling her what I eat, and she's like, that brown short grain brown rice is perfect. Eat that. But it's not that. It's not going to spike your blood sugar the same way.
So this is the hack that can help stabilize your blood sugar and make you feel fuller longer and prevent overeating and weight gain. Apparently, this was told to whoever was doing the interview by her co-star, her on-screen sister on Nobody Wants This, which I watched that first season. I think it's been canceled, actually.
No. It's about to come back.
Yeah, but I think this will be it.
Really?
Yeah, I was reading something where it just didn't get enough eyeballs or something.
Oh, it was a huge hit.
I didn't know.
Season 2 starts October 23rd.
See if you can find a story about that. I may have it wrong, but I thought I saw that this is going to be it. So her on-screen sister, played by Justine Lupe, or Lupe, possibly, L-U-P-E, she said, basically, you have to eat spinach or another leafy fibrous green before any carb-heavy meal, but they're talking about pasta specifically. And if that isn't available, Metamucil or a shot of apple cider vinegar, the liquid, will work. She says it supposedly stabilizes your glucose. You can
The supposedly really just burnt the whole story.
Supposedly. Well, here's the thing. So then she was saying you can thank Kristen Bell for that. This is, they call it a biohack. It got the approval of a registered dietitian name they don't put into this story. The dietitian said over time, stable blood sugar lowers the risk of a ton of stuff. Insulin resistance, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. So maybe there's something here. Maybe the hack is just the refrigerator thing.
That's a real thing, whether or not you're... Often one of the problems I have with pasta is it's the thing I go to when I know that I can make something like a like we have a gig and I've run home and I've got to get back out into a thing and I need to eat something that's going to finish me for the day. I can eat pasta and I'm done. Yep. I may want more later of something else, but I don't have to. And I certainly won't be among the people and then going, I'm starving.
I'm hangry.
Get me chips or a Snickers or anything because now I'm... So I've always done that in the moment.
Yep.
But this, pardon me, this refrigerator trick or hack is real and it can keep that from spiking your blood sugar.
I think the thing about that is it takes planning.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Exactly.
You've got to have it in the fridge.
I always do that, right.
And... I mean, I guess, are you putting some sauce on that to keep it from all sticking together? Because I can't picture a bowl of spaghetti.
Here's how you heat that up, just for the record. And okay. I don't know, I've seen this in restaurants too. You take whatever your sauce is, put it in the pan, take your spaghetti, put it in the pan together, and then heat them up in a pan and keep stirring it. And it will all heat up in that moment. And it's not microwaved and it's
right.
It tastes good and it heats evenly. And as long as you're there stirring it, it'll come out great.
So it's not about eating it cold. It's about giving it time to break down whatever
the thing
is. Something
happens in the fridge overnight.
Yeah, I'll have to tell John about that. Because who doesn't want pasta? We hardly ever have pasta. Such a bummer.
And that's the way you can...
It's happy food.
You can eat it and it'll taste good. And hopefully, fingers crossed, I got to start doing it.
All right. Dead or alive, Mel Brooks.
Alive.
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 How old is he?
100.
69.
98.
That's a point for Vinny and Maddie. He's 99 years old.
Oh.
Mel Brooks is 99 years old. Now, listen, gather around, children. There were a lot of great movies in the 70s and 80s that Mel Brooks had written and acted in. And he is just, he's funny. He's a director.
He's an of a time,
he is,
though.
He is of a time, for
Blazing
sure.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles is, to me, that's the number one. I actually said, tell me all the movies he's been in.
Is it Young Frankenstein he did? And
yes, Young Frankenstein. Keep going.
Spaceballs is him,
obviously,
right?
Yep, and there's a Spaceballs coming out.
History of the World Part 1. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Oh, man, he had so many.
That's the one with Raquel Welch, right?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. I think that is the one. Anyway, he's done a ton of movies, and he was recently asked, "What is the favorite line you've ever written in your career over the course of your entire career?" And it's from Blazing Saddles.
Excuse me, while I whip this out.
That is not it, but that is a good one. It's at the very end of the movie, where Gene Wilder asks Cleavon Little where he's going. Cleavon says, nowhere special. And Gene replies, nowhere special. I always wanted to go there. So they start what you think. That's his favorite line he's ever written.
Oh,
they start what you think is going to be one of those classic ride off. They're on horses. They ride off into the sunset and said they ride to a car. They get off and they get in the car and they drive away.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
90- Did you know Raquel Welch passed away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Not that long ago. When
yeah, 2023.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
That's okay. How old was she?
I
hope she was 100.
1940 to 2023.
83. Yeah. As of September 2025, I see it here. June 28th is his birthday. So he's 99 and change old. Mel Brooks. So I thought with Spaceballs coming out, which he is producing. He's 99 years old. The guy is still working, actually. Spaceballs 2, it's not slated for release until like 2027, but they've got Rick Moranis is going to come back, his long-awaited comeback as Dark Helmet, opposed to Darth Vader. If you don't know about Spaceballs, it is just a huge ripoff of this. It's like a spoof, a parody of the Star Wars franchise. Bill Pullman is coming back as Lone Star. Daphne Zuniga, huge fan of Vinny's, huge fan. She's coming back as Princess Vespa. Looks like Josh Gad is co-writing, producing, and starring. Kiki Palmer and Lewis Pullman, who is Bill Pullman's son, they're joining the cast in new roles. But he is, it looks like it doesn't look like he's doing anything but producing. Not positive. All right.
Raquel Welch is not in that movie, by the way. I've been looking that up forever. Hmm. She's not in it.
All right, you ready to play a game?
Yep.
It's time to play a game.
Oh, okay.
Is this a Mel Brooks line from a movie or not?
Okay.
All right. Round one. It's good to be the king. True or false?
True.
True.
You have to play, Bob.
I don't think I've seen a single one.
We're guessing too.
Okay, false.
It's true.
From the History of the World, Part 1.
That is correct.
I should get a bonus.
No.
Oh.
We don't need roads where we're going. We need more horses.
True. No.
You said false?
Yeah,
Bob,
false.
You say true, Vinny? What do you say, Maddie?
I'll say false.
False is the correct answer. Made up. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? True or false?
True
is the correct answer. That one's from Blazing Saddles. Gentlemen, we have the technology to make this pie bigger, stronger, and cheaper.
Not true.
True.
False.
False is the correct answer. Made up.
You made that up?
I didn't make it up.
Oh.
May the Schwartz be with you.
True.
It's true.
Come on.
May the Schwartz be with you. Let's see. Hope for the best, expect the worst. The world's a stage, and most of us are badly cast.
True.
False.
It's true. Vinny pulls into the lead with 6 points. And final round. Never underestimate the power of a really big hat.
True.
False.
True.
Who said false?
I did.
You guys are tied. I'll do a tiebreaker. It is false. If God wanted man to fly, he would have given us airline peanuts that tasted better.
That's funny.
True.
I guess I'll say false.
False True. Is the correct answer. Hey! You were in the lead, but Maddie is our winner. Maddie's on the show.
Maddie is on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you go into the final round today with one extra point for winning. And Vinny gets one extra point for something he did earlier. I can't remember what it was. Oh, you guessed. I think you came the closest to somebody's net worth. Can't remember whose.
Me neither.
All right, what you got coming up, Vin?
Well, these are useless things we were taught in school that we haven't used. Remember the metric system we talked about?
Yes.
That's among others after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. We have one of those. Head over there and subscribe. It's youtube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Thick fog here in the city at the moment. It will
really
burn. It's supposed to burn off, and we're supposed to see one more hot day before we see about 10 degrees of cooling tomorrow. So you got this, everybody.
You can do it.
But low 90s is in the hot spots. Walnut Creek, Napa, San Jose.
Where you are.
Good morning.
It's going to be a scorcher.
Speaking of San Jose, there's a big game tonight at the SAP Center, the WNBA.
Go Valkyries.
Golden State Valkyries will be playing for their playoff lives tonight versus the Minnesota Lynx. This is the best of three series. We lost the first, so it's must win. SAP Center in San Jose, 7 p.m. game time.
Valhalla, I am coming.
Go Valks.
Come from the land of the ice and snow in the midnight sun where the hot spring blow.
So I teased you with this because it's not on the list, but I thought of it. The metric system was that thing in school where they go, well, you know.
We spent years
public
working
schools
on that,
were telling you, our country will switch over from this method, the imperial, to the metric, which the rest of the world uses, and that's what we'll be on. So we've been told to teach this to you, and then here I am waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did I learn it? No. But my point is, thankfully, I told them.
I still do a conversion every single time.
This will never catch on.
I know. You'll see something, it's 3.5 centimeters, and I'm like, all right, what exactly is that?
And I'll tell you another thing that no one could have seen. Something called Google would come along, and you would take your imperial measurement. I did it just last night. And you put it in there, and it doesn't even need you to finish writing it in. It says from whatever inches to centimeters?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I needed. Thanks. Boom. And you get it converted in, I don't know, is that 1 second?
Is it even a second?
It's not even a second.
It's a millisecond.
Yep.
Which is metric.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Thank you. So, actually, is that metric? I have no idea.
People are sharing the useless things they learned in school that haven't helped them in their adult life.
Okay. Algebra. Although, actually, well...
No, algebra's not on this list, and I think
algebra
that's crazy
should be on
talk.
Like, geometry I use, but not algebra. I mean, algebra sort of opens up your mind to thinking about, you know, how would you discover the answer to something? But, like, for me, like, if I need to know the circumference of something, you know, I know how to get that,
you know,
with a formula.
I can't even begin to explain what my wife does for a living, but it's...
But she's using algebra?
Well, she's a revenue person for a big tech company, the vice president, not person. She's the vice president, sales ops, I don't know, but it's a thing and she does this...
So she's got some math stuff.
She has built the revenue architecture for this corporation that she works for.
Ah, that's sexy.
She is, and yet, when I need a calculator and my phone's not around, she's got one of those like,
oh, the
little
ones with all the extra things?
No.
Oh, just that little teeny thing.
Just the little teeny thing that all, like, I'm telling you, the job she does is absolutely insane, but she will absolutely pull out the calculator and be like, you can hear her in there.
You know, not that long ago, I actually discovered the same thing as you can do the conversions really quick from metric to imperial. I will just type in whatever equation into
and
Google
you get the
and it
answer.
Pops it right
exactly
up.
Exactly right.
It is a calculator. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's handy.
It's all the things.
It is. Thanks, Google.
Way to go, Google.
For being the all thing.
Anyway, I just thought, I think it's funny that at the core of this woman's gigantic revenue architecture
is a little silverback.
Is this little Texas Instruments. She wants the classic buttons. We all, she's 8 years younger than me, but we all have those things that we grew up with that we want. She wants the buttons and the noise that it comes with.
Click, 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 click. There's your answer.
Anyway, back to our story, which is people are sharing useless things they learned in school, like, I don't know, dissecting a frog.
Oh, I actually think about that. I don't think that's useless at all. I learned so much about anatomy from that.
So much.
Yeah, I mean, biology. I loved biology. Loved it.
Don't question authority. I don't know. I grew up in sort of a punk rock world, and that was the core of its existence was to question authority.
That's the theme. That's, so, that's the motto for the punks.
I missed that day in school, but cursive writing is true.
Oh, I use cursive.
I was good at cursive. I had very good penmanship. Oh. I still do. I mean, it's,
you
I have my own.
You don't write in cursive at all. You use a mix of uppercase and lowercase.
I know, but
letters.
But can you read it?
I can. It is not cursive.
Right. But I'm saying I have good penmanship. And yes, when I did cursive, I did really nice writing. Mm. There's no need for it. And now kids, I mean, I think they're taught it. And I like taught Edie how to sign her name in cursive.
My kids definitely learned it, but you're right. People type everything. And you might know how to like sign your name, but it's. Other than that, we're not even thank you notes.
Don't you need it for checks?
Who's writing checks?
I do all the time.
I still do.
I have 3 in envelopes ready to go out today.
Mm. You know, the bank will send them for free.
Don't.
You just go on to the
just
thing.
Stop then, it. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with people who want to write checks. Writing a check at the grocery store in the checkout line, not okay. Mm-hmm. At your desk at home, do what you like.
Yeah.
It's very, I don't know. It feels good. Feels good to write a check and put it in the envelope and send it out.
I always
think it does feel good. I think it feels like, now I got to order more checks. So I'm like, well, I'm not doing that.
I always have that feeling though, like, I'm going to check my bank balance and see if that thing dropped yet. Oh, it hasn't. No, it still hasn't. Mm. Let me refresh that again. No, still not. Dang. Refresh? Ah, still not. This is really, maybe now. It's really pathetic, but that's checks. You float them out there and then you just, come on, man. Mm. Line dancing or ribbon dancing.
Oh.
What are they teaching that for in school?
Well, they're just trying to get you to move your body. I feel like I'm glad I learned to ribbon dance.
No, you did not. The maypole should just stay silver.
No, the maypole was super fun. That
what
was a very fun
dancing?
Thing.
We square danced.
The maypole.
Yeah, and I love, and in my adult life, I had occasion at a hoedown wedding that I was at. We square danced, and I was like, I know all these moves.
No, you don't.
Hell yeah, I did.
Do-si-do your partner on the left.
Do-si-do on the right. Promenade left, promenade right.
It's dumb.
And
I'm glad they
ran
stopped
us through,
it.
Refreshed your memory. And line dancing. I wish they'd taught me a bunch of line dances because everybody knows how to do the electric slide on Earth except me. I can't even do the Macarena.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how to do it. And I watch people and I try and then I'm like, man, I give up.
Bob, did you square dance?
In gym class, yes. Sarah's giving me flashbacks.
They still do it?
I remember, too, that I got partnered with some boy and it was a boy that one of my friends had a crush on, and when I got partnered with him, I like looked back to my friends and I was like, oh my god, and it started this whole big drama that apparently I made a face like which I absolutely did not.
You kind of do that naturally.
I could see how it could have been.
You got a smirk that goes on. I can see that.
Oh, boy, that room. It is tense.
But then we had this Friday night thing. It was called Kids Night Out. And they ignored me the whole time, and I cried.
Oh, Bob. Did you end up making friends again or not?
No, they were jerks.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you were better off without them.
Yeah, my time with them was over.
What year of school was this, did you say?
Fourth or fifth grade.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah.
Do you guys remember cup stacking?
No, we didn't do that.
Yeah. But do you remember it from in the zeitgeist when there was, you know, when it had a moment?
People were stacking and then unstacking
insanely
cups.
Fast, like in a second. Like,
right. And then I think it was how many cups? Like
how
four,
do
like
you know this?
I just have seen this.
It was a thing for a minute there.
I think it's 10 cups, four on the base.
Yes,
or
something like that.
Maybe less than that, seven. I don't know. But it was just, people were doing it so fast, it was crazy. And then they would take it down and it would just be a stack of cups again. It went from a stack of cups to a pyramid to back down.
And you did this at home?
No, this was a thing. I saw it online.
Oh.
It's not something they taught in school.
It was something you saw.
That's why I brought it up.
Oh.
We did this in gym class for a week.
Oh.
Biggest waste of my time.
Yeah, that is.
I'll tell you, could have broken a world record.
It's harder than it looks.
Mm.
People are sharing the useless things they learned in school that haven't helped in adult life at all. Cup stacking, I can see how you would, you know, a whole week on this?
That sounds like a lazy gym teacher.
Well,
bingo.
Oh, you played bingo too?
Ding, ding, ding.
Good one.
Thanks. I love bingo.
Memorizing the entire periodic table, that's on you, fool. No one did that.
I was on the game show The Chase.
Yeah.
And I lost my final question because I didn't know NA was gold. I forgot that.
Well, you didn't forget it. You never knew it.
NA is gold. I thought NA was salt.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
You better
again,
look it up. But that's no one memorized that.
Sodium.
I mean, come on.
Gold is AU.
AU.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
No.
AU. It was AU.
He lost again.
Didn't know it. Never
I lost
knew
again.
It. Still doesn't know it.
Still don't know.
I mean,
still out. Still
things
not,
you know, things you don't know.
Out of the money.
That was in chemistry, right? The whole periodic table. I thought that was kind of cool. It was interesting.
I wish,
but
I'd
it was too
it.
Much math too. Like when you were putting atoms together and stuff, or molecules. Like what?
Things you learned in school. That people will come up to you and offer you free drugs. Still hasn't happened, according to this person.
Oh,
you know, and DARE.
Well, the first taste
the DARE
is
program.
Free. I mean, you know, you get a sample and then you're hooked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
By the way.
Yes.
This is just a slight aside, but for you in particular, I was listening to this story on Instagram as they were talking about John Harbaugh, No, Jim Harbaugh, who used to coach the Niners and now works for the Chargers. And they were talking about him being a Zim addict. I think he used to chew tobacco. I've never seen that guy with a ciggy, but a lot of athletes chew. And so I think he's using these Zins to...
The first time I ever heard about this was Bob was telling us about them.
They're huge, and it looks like that's what he has switched over to, probably from chewing tobacco.
Right.
But one of his players was saying he's got these in his mouth all the time. They fly out when he's talking and yelling. And he's a guy who picks it up off the ground and puts it back in and is just like...
Not done with that one.
It's too busy to mess with this. Oh. But I thought maybe the Zin is your way out. Maybe that's your ticket out.
I think it's really addictive.
I have a pack of Zins I use for flights. Like if I'm flying, I'll throw one in. And they're strong.
They're stronger than.
Oh yeah.
You can't get a weak one.
You probably can.
I would think that'd be a great way
to
wean
yourself out.
They have
different milligrams of them. But
you know what though? I like the little Nicorette lozenges because I hate them, and so when I'm trying to quit, give me the Nick fix I need, and then I'm just like, get this thing out of my mouth. It's all fuzzy in your mouth. You're supposed to just stick it up on your gum.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought I'd mention that. I read that and I was like, oh my God, the Zin.
Maybe that's the way. No, it's not the way. I've actually heard they're super addictive. Now you wind up, you're basically, you know, putting chaw in your mouth.
Well, I understand that. But they're not, because there's everything inside it is not tobacco leaf.
Right.
So it doesn't have that same deteriorate, like you people who chew.
Yeah, gross.
Their gums are thinning, their teeth are blackening, and if they're lucky enough not to get cancer, they still have a horrible smile by the time they're done with, you know, 20 years of that crap.
But look at me, I don't smoke.
Right.
Gnarl.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, a fast fact. You know that. Give me a fast fact. Lay it on me.
Fast fact. There are at least 25 student athletes in America whose parents named them ESPN.
Oh, ESPN.
The highest profile one might be a Bowling Green University linebacker named Gideon ESPN Lamprin.
ESPN Lamprin. Gideon ESPN.
They don't pronounce
Lamprin.
It ESPN. It's pronounced ESPN.
Awesome. But it is spelled ESPN.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. ESPN. I mean, there's worse names.
There are. And if you're hoping to, that's the problem. I understand for some people, this kid learning a sport or a skill is their ticket out of poverty.
Yeah.
I get that. And I've heard those stories where one guy was talking recently. He's now a broadcaster, but he played pro football, and he was like, I didn't love football, but this was my way to get out of poverty and buy my mom a home. Mm. And when you hear that, you just go, holy crap, that is amazing. So some people see it.
If you've got that talent, you can do it. The problem is, I think that it is such a one in a million shot.
Well, it is, and you know, that's why, you know,
don't put all your eggs in that basket.
Naming the kid ESPN might just get him on TV.
Might
help with that chance to get on the team that's going to get him to the pros. Mm. Or not. And I certainly would never try to force my kids to do something that they didn't love. You know what I mean?
Well, there's different kinds of parents.
But again, this might be our ticket out of poverty.
You're a baby and a model. Let's go.
What two actors from Better Call Saul appear in both Spinal Tap movies?
I don't know. Is Bob Odenkirk in both?
No, it's neither. It's not him.
Is it the old guy? No, I don't.
I have no idea.
Michael McKean.
Oh, he's in Better Call Saul?
And Ed Begley Jr.
The main character.
Ed is a flashback in the new movie, just like he was a flashback the first time. Ed Begley Jr. is 76 and is in Spinal Tap 1 and 2.
Ah.
What is he in Spinal Tap 1?
He, again, is a flashback in the first movie.
Is he the drummer?
The drummer.
Ah.
He's the drummer.
And they play him in both. That's hilarious. I didn't know that... Lenny of Lenny and Squiggy was in Better Call Saul.
There are two songs in history that spent 10 weeks at number 2 on the Billboard chart without ever crossing into number 1.
Oh. Was one of them when Lil Nas X was on fire?
No. Waiting for a Girl Like You by Foreigner in 81 and 82. 10 weeks. Never got the number one.
I've been waiting.
And Work It.
Work It Real Good?
Work It by Missy Elliott in 02 and 03. 10 weeks at number two, but never got to number one.
I'm so sorry to hear it. I'm sorry for both of you.
800-400-3697. That's our text number.
Oh, man. A lot of people are... everything that we said you shouldn't learn in school, somebody texted in and said why you should.
That's
707,
nice.
My brother installed cabinets in high-end kitchens. He uses the metric system for measuring because of a greater accuracy, which is easy. 1/32nd of an inch or 2 centimeters. Laura in Napa.
You know, it's funny. My friend Joe, who has a cabinet shop, he's also like, yeah, it's metric.
Also, math.
Yeah.
I have a ton of friends who went into trades like construction and whatever, and you'd think, well, okay, you took the easy way out.
No, they know
a ton of stuff in order to be able to build things and have them stay straight.
Yeah.
From the 408, for Vinny and Maddie, be careful of mailing checks. Some thieves down here put a roll of sticky paper down a blue post office outside the post office and steal people's mail.
I absolutely have had checks disappear.
LK from San Jose.
I have a cancel on one right now as we speak. Oh. Mailed it, went like, for you know, okay, good. And then I keep checking. Why isn't this cashing?
Do you also balance a checkbook? Like, so you don't.
Why are you so?
I'm just because I literally do all my banking online, like all of it. It's all right there. I know exactly how much money I see my pending things. I pay my bills on there.
Yeah, that's great.
You would
sit down at my desk and
great
feels good.
Handle my business.
I like it. Good morning from the 650, Vinny, Maddie, Sarah, and Bob. Even though Professor Stout is beyond picky, he's quite a catch for the non-hat-wearing, shopping cart-returning, either dog owner or non-pet owner, quiet bathroom user, and not singing in front of him kind of woman. That is my dream woman. Thank you so much.
Sorry about it, Brandy.
And we got a few texts about this from the last break. that evidently the cute kid that was on Wednesday isn't on the show due to sexual assault allegations. So that's that's why he's not on the show this season.
Against him?
Against him, yeah.
Oh, my.
He's just a kid.
Yeah.
Well. I figured he asked for too much money.
I thought the exact same thing. I thought, I wonder if they just couldn't make the contract work. That's interesting. I'll look it up.
Okay.
And then one more. Hey, guys, am I a weirdo?
Yep.
Because I'm over 50 and think Benson Boone is so sexy. Love you. Love your show. Mwah.
No, he's hot stuff.
That actually is such a good question, though. Like, are you allowed to think, as long as they're over 25 years old, are you allowed to think that someone's hot, no matter how old you are?
I don't think that what you find hot necessarily changes. Like, if you're 40, you don't only think people who are 40.
Yeah.
If you're 50, you don't only think people who are 50. Like, I think Timothée Chalamet, I'm over him now, but I used to be like, oh, my God, I'm your hot grandma. Come on. But it's... I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Not particularly into Benson Boone. I like the singing and everything, but he's not my cup of tea. You like him?
It makes you feel a little bit strange, though, that you think that Timothée Chalamet's hot.
A little bit, because I definitely feel like I like to be into a dude that's going to be into me. But now there's so few of them. The older I get, the more I'm just like, well, I don't know. Like, I mean, who doesn't want to see some hot dude? Like, all right, what's going on over there? But then you're like, don't worry. I'm like your Nana. Don't worry.
I'm like your Nana.
Not going to hit on you or anything. But I think it's like nobody says anything when a dude is like, you know, would you be like, oh, this 50-year-old guy shouldn't be attracted to Sydney Sweeney. She's of age. She's totally hot. Like it's still.
No, well, that makes sense.
But I don't think Sydney Sweeney triggers that. Like she's way too young for me. I absolutely do not fantasize about 18 to 25-year-olds. Ever, even in my own head, when I'm alone and it's legal and I can, and I don't. I'm not into an 18-year-old girl at all. I'm just not. But I'm totally, like, you know, upper 20s, sure.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't feel comfortable to me. It doesn't.
Well, that's your boundary.
That's what I'm saying. There are boundaries. I wouldn't feel comfortable with it.
Right.
Others might.
Yeah.
Yeah, up until this point in my life, I've only been attracted to people who were the same age as me, But now I'm like getting older. I'm like, am I going to start thinking, am I going to think movie stars are hot when I'm 40?
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
So interesting.
You have a long way to go to 40, young lady.
It's just interesting.
It is. I really do think that, you know, we're attracted to attractive people, and attractive people just seem to be getting so much younger these days.
Maybe just some of those things you just rule out because you don't feel comfortable with it. And that's,
oh, I don't. Here's my my thing is, I don't care what I think about. Like, I'll think about anything. I'll go down a track and I'll be like, wow, that is you're like a mass murderer in your own head. Like, that's probably something wrong with you. Like, I don't care.
All right.
I'm not going to act on it. But I also feel like if I'm perving out on someone, I feel like if I don't make a spectacle of it, I'm allowed to perv out on whoever I want. I have crazy fantasies. Like, then they're in my head. I'm allowed to. Where's the damn thought police?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Benson Boone tickets. He's so hot. And Robert Redford and things that will get you thrown out of Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.